Nation. My name is Anthony Delgado, and this is another episode of Disrupt Live, a podcast and interview series where we talk to world-class entrepreneurs from all around the world. Today, I'm talking to Adriana. Adriana is a social media influencer, digital strategist, consultant, and serial entrepreneur. We're going to be talking about how she got started in marketing, how to leverage digital to scale businesses, and how to leverage your personal brand to attract new customers. Adriana is a mentor for More Emprenda Latina Emprende, which is a nonprofit organization for female empowerment and a women organization whose mission is to lift the passions for entrepreneurship in other women around the world. They are the generator of the entrepreneur ecosystem for women empowerment, and they help that seed to blossom. So let's start there. How did you get started with this nonprofit organization? And I guess, how did your impact affect the direction of the company?
Okay, so I started in, I went for one of the second event they had. They gather professionals to talk about their woman week. And they weren't talking about digital, so that is how I get into the non-for-profit. They adopt me as a mentor. Like, I build up all their social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, website for them. And we go all around Puerto Rico, like, teaching people and helping other women grow their business, live their passion, believe in themselves, etc.
Very cool. So at the time when you got involved with the organization, they were talking about business and empowerment for women, but not necessarily through the lens of digital. So you came and you innovated and you disrupted in a sense,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's why we're here. Disruption. You know, put people in others' perspective and help their business grow online, because it's really important that to have an omnipresence in every platform nowadays that we are digital. So I think it's really important for businesses to be online.
For sure. And, you know, we were speaking about this with some of the other panelists. You know, just because we're on the island of Puerto Rico doesn't mean you can't have a global mindset,
exactly.
Right? With the power of digital, you can be everywhere. You can mm-hmm. be in every country all around the world, right?
That's right.
So,
that's the power of technology.
For sure. So how did you get started in marketing, and when did you kind of make the switch from being analog to digital?
Okay, so I actually graduated myself from accounting, and I started working in like 3 years. And one of my bosses like gave me the opportunity to make the social media manager. So that's when I started actually like in the marketing business. I run all the campaigns, Facebook ads, Instagram, all the content creation I created for like some businesses they had. And that's how I get in. And then I realized that it's really important that you have digital marketing in your business. So I founded my digital marketing agency in 2016. We've been like, it's a startup yet. So, and then, you know, we've been working around with many people. Like, I have clients in LA that we work with different things. And I think like this is a really open market, you know, like everyone can be here in businesses, since artists, startups, stores, like everyone needs marketing. So I help like do all the strategies, like create all the content, optimize their social media platforms, etc.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not online in this day and age, it's almost like you don't exist, right?
Exactly.
You need to be there. If I
so
Google
we have
someone,
to educate people, yeah. Because people here like weren't so aware of doing that. I still talk to people that don't believe that they need a website. Mm. And nowadays, you need to be online. Like, no matter what's your business about, you need to be like out there, like to find people, not only here in Puerto Rico locally or anywhere locally, you know, but globally.
Well, and especially here in Puerto Rico, because tourism is a big part mm-hmm. of the economy, right? So when, even if the people in Puerto Rico aren't on Yelp as much, right? The people who come in and are looking for restaurants, looking for food, looking for services, they're gonna be looking online to find them.
That's what I always encourage. Like, what's the first thing you do when you want to like go to a new restaurant? You go to Instagram and see the pictures, the content, the food they have, like the service. And that's why it's really important to be there.
So let's talk a little bit about Instagram and about how brands can maybe like form relationships with their customers. Like, I feel like in this day and age, it's not enough to just, like you said, have a store and open it up. You want to constantly be communicating with the business. So how can brands communicate with Instagram and those platforms?
First, you have to know your audience. Like, what's your audience? There is this gender, ages, like everything, where they are, because you don't want to be targeting people that are not your audience, you know? For example, if you target people, maybe if you have a niche in teenagers, well, maybe you can be in Snapchat and Instagram, but maybe like older people can, if that's your audience, you can be in Facebook. So I think it's really important, first, the content creation, good quality. Like, that's really important. And after you have all the content creation, how you speak, the voice of how you like communicate with your customers. And I think to be creative, like being creative is one of the most important things and to make you yourself different and from others too.
Yeah. So,
and also I encourage people to do like, go behind the scenes, do all the stories, because people like to know like what they're doing behind only behind the picture they post. So when you go to like, when you do like some sort of strategy using stories and using videos, you can see what's happening behind the scenes of that store, of that like person. And that's what people like to see.
Yeah, yeah, you feel like you have a connection, right?
Yeah, more personal connection.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So let's talk about personal branding. So you've built your personal brand online. How do you use your personal brand to communicate with businesses and create opportunity?
So building a personal brand is really important nowadays, especially it doesn't matter if you're working in a company or you're being an entrepreneur yourself, because you have to figure out what's it gonna be, like the niche, are you gonna be like, what are you gonna be talking about, what are you gonna be like influencing other people? For example, myself, I love what is the fashion and industry, and I always try to help and influence people on then they can do whatever they want. Like, they can be their self. It doesn't matter like how your appearance it's look. Like, you know, you can do anything you want, you propose. So I think personal brand is really important, and you have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's going to be your niche. And then start creating. It's all about creating content and talking to the people.
Well, I feel like it's kind of one of the biggest assets, right?
It is.
Even as you go from company to company to company, mm-hmm. those social assets that you have, they follow you. And
exactly.
It's like your reputation, but now it's bigger, right? It's the same thing that people used to do when maybe you had 5 friends, but now you have 500 or 5,000
exactly.
Friends. But if I was working, like when you were working at the accountant, doing that, now the same people that were following you then, now they follow you now. They follow you in your next journey, in your next
exactly.
journey. And they build a connection with you as an individual, not only just the company.
Exactly, and it's really important because companies actually should gather like their employees and make them feel like good with themselves. When you feel good with yourself, you're gonna achieve whatever you propose. So I think like it's really important personal branding nowadays. It doesn't matter in what industry you are, because you know, internet is like globally open to anything. So you can't miss any opportunity because of that.
What is one of the biggest mistakes that you see companies making with their social media online?
Not having them, first of all.
Number one, right?
Yeah, not being consistent. So, and yeah, you should be like, when you started, you should be like, do all the strategy, do editorial calendars, plan, and create. And then keep the consistency effective.
Definitely. If you had to give advice to a young female entrepreneur that maybe she's 18 years old, she's just starting, what would you tell her?
What's your passion? What's your passion? Because when you work with your passion, it's not work. You know, you're gonna be like waking up every morning, super pumped because you're gonna be like doing things you love. And I think that's the really first thing to do. Like, I have lots of friends that are like teenagers, 18, 19 years old, that they don't even go to like any college, but they study in their houses watching videos like YouTube tutorials, and they're like the greatest makeup artists, the greatest YouTubers, you know? So I think like having your passion in front of you is going to be like, is gonna let you open like doors to whatever you want to actually do, and believe in yourself. And you know, when you believe in yourself and gain trust, you can conquer the world. So I think like, first of all, women and everyone, but especially women here, they have to believe in themselves. They need the support, financial support. And when people and women especially feel financially independent, they're going to achieve whatever they want because they're gonna feel good with themselves. So that's what I would encourage them.
Definitely.
We actually help a lot of people that's what we actually do in Mujer Emprende Latina. We are the germinator, the seed that, you know, blooms. And that's what we want to make sure. Like right now, by data proven, 25% of, I'm gonna read this, wait. Like this is proven data that 25% of the households of Puerto Rico are led by women, and 62% of those live under poverty. So it's a call to women to still be like, it's an unattended group here. And I think that is the first thing we have to like make sure, help these women believe in themselves. Like our mission is to awaken women entrepreneurial spirit, and because we know that when they're financially independent, they can achieve their goals, and they're gonna be go-getters. So it starts with support, financial support. Like we are a group that are going to be there with you, and also making sure that everyone is scared, but you have to do it anyways. Because if not, life goes on, and opportunities are gonna be like left out. So first, we have to do baby steps with them. First, letting them know that they can do it, identifying what great ideas they have, especially in tech. I think women should be in tech, but for default, they have to be super secure of themselves, believe in themselves to make sure that they can really open a startup in tech, you know? Because we see a lot of men in this industry, but women are rising too. So financially support and continue the accelerating process.
For sure. So you have traveled all throughout the island of Puerto Rico. Yeah. So tell me about some of maybe the different mindsets. I mean, I was talking to my co-founder and I was telling him, okay, I moved to Puerto Rico, but I'm still in a bubble because I'm in San Juan. Like, let me cut it out. I'm still in a bubble. I'm in the metro, you know. So tell me some of the different mindsets that you've seen by traveling the whole island, and what are the different perspectives there?
Well, I'm shook about like all the digital. People need to get there, you know, and around the island, we see a lot of women and a lot of people that still need to get there. And I think it's important to, you know, prove themselves that they can do it. So it's a different mindset if you go like all through Puerto Rico, you're gonna be doing it. So you're gonna be finding people that maybe are not so accelerated in the process, but they want to do it. People that maybe are working in companies that they don't even like, so you push them to make their own businesses and grow. And we're the support team that we're gonna be there always, like dishing you and helping you grow throughout everything. And we do workshops of like really niche, like business plans, budgeting, how to market yourself, how to do it when you are solopreneur, like when you're the only one in your company. And I think that's really important to people know, because assets are there, like every keys are there. You have to just go find them. So I think it's really important for us to like encourage all people to do this.
For sure, and like spark new ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Bringing new ideas to the table. You know, you don't know what you don't know, right? So even though people have access to the internet, if all they're doing is going on Facebook and following music and pop culture, they're not going to know maybe that they could start a business online, mm-hmm. right? They don't even know that that's an option, right? So I really commend you, and I'm very gracious for the work that you're doing by going all throughout the island and bringing new ideas.
Exactly. We also do, we try to do like three events monthly. One of them is called Conecta y Crece, and it's all about networking. Like, you can go there, even if you have or don't have a business, but to practice your pitch, maybe, like, brainstorm your ideas with other people that, you know, are different, that you don't know. And I think it's really cool. It's a really cool event that everyone should go. We are inclusive, although we are, like, mujer emprende, Latina, but, yeah. Conect y Crece are, like, the greatest networking events. And we do it, speed dating, but like entrepreneurs.
For entrepreneurs,
for
yeah.
Entrepreneurs, yeah. So people go there and they get really pumped because they believe like, okay, there's other people that are doing the same things and we are not here alone, you know? So I think it's great.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a huge perspective, right? When you see someone who looks like you, who's your similar age, who's also a female, who is doing these great things, now you can kind of see yourself in their footsteps, right?
Yeah. It's really awesome helping others, like, achieve their goals. Especially, I love, like, doing, talking about marketing and talking about, like, the digital stuff because that's the main. You don't even need a store or a local to, like, go and do a business. So it's really important to people go get there and do ads, you know, have a website, be on social, go to events, and that's what we encourage women.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you can sell things online and you can mm-hmm. sell them globally. You mm-hmm. don't have to only compete in this economy. Mm-hmm. You can compete with, you know, every economy in the world. So it's super amazing. What's one piece of advice that you have for the younger generation?
Like, you know, we learn about the younger generation. Like, I mean, I'm still young, I'm a millennial, but all the Gen Zs now are like, they're so go-getters. And I love it. Like, I see, I always like get shook like when I meet these kind of people because it's like, whoa, when I had 18 years ago, if I had that perspective and mindset, I would be like huge right now. But you know, it's always like baby steps. Don't run if you can walk because you're gonna get there anyway. And do it, just do it, do what you love. And I think like generations that are younger than us, they know that they like, they have that spirit, like the animal spirit that they want to do things, they love doing things on social. And I think it's really important then for them to like, we help them, like to like be there for them and support them in their goals.
For sure. What's one mistake that you made early on when you were starting your company that if you could do it again, you would have changed?
Well, I think finding a good investor and building up a great strategy, brainstorming with your group, you know, I think that is really important. And I think one mistake is, when I started this company, I went all in without no money. So
yeah, it's just like go, just, and like, forget a plan. It's just like we're
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think yeah. you need to baby steps things and look for like investors, look for people that can help you out throughout the business wise, and having good partnership. So I think that's really important.
For sure. What do you think about the educational system, like the college and the universities? Do you think that they're teaching the right digital skills, or do you think that there's more to be desired elsewhere?
I think right now we can study all online. So you don't even have to like go to universities to like know these strategies or know what is the business about. I think universities encourage you to educate for sure, like to visualize things from your macro. But I think like if you are a go-getter, you're gonna do it like anyways. You're gonna find out a way to do it, meet greatest people, and studying online is awesome. So I think like, I always encourage like people to study online And you can study online, being a digital nomad wherever you go. You can be in Thailand and being studying online businesses. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of courses also, like Udemy and, mm-hmm. and universities that teach online. So I think, like, I always promote, like, online studying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, like, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids that, like, start their own marketing agencies. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this stuff, and they're learning online.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I have one last question for you. What does disrupt mean to you?
Disrupt is like having people get out people of their comfort zone, putting yourself in others' perspective, and just be a go-getter. Like disrupt. Like I think disrupt. Like I can be a disrupt with my hair colors, and in the industry, it's that way.
Yeah, not being scared of what other people think, right?
Exactly. That's the disrupt for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.